With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Along my travels in search for unusual wine names, I happened across a dark, rather ominous-looking label called Prayers for Sinners and Saints.
Well, first of all, you can call it Sinners and Saints for short. It is a bit of a mouthful, so sure. We can kind of make it more casual.
Maggie Strang, Senior Marketing Director for San Michele Estates, the Sinners and Saints parent company, says their research led them to the name.
We look at a lot of trends, and one of the big cultural trends we're seeing with consumers, particularly millennials, is there's a lot of uncertainty and anxiety and turmoil going on right now.
But she says life can't be all dark.
So that brings us to Prayers of Sinners and Saints, which are like the master brands. But Saints is more light, bright, refreshing, heavenly, you know, easy drinking. And then the red is your indulgence, red blend, Syrah base.
And String says they're tasty.
Prayers of Sinners is a red blend that's 90% Syrah, 10% Merlot. And then Saints is 100% pure Chardonnay.
String says one of her favorite things is the glow-in-the-dark feature.
Now we're talking about the label here, not the wine itself.
No, just the label. Like, my dream is that someone turns off the lights in the kitchen at the end of the night and sees a glowing skeleton and it, like, freaks them out.
Oh, I had too much.
Yeah.
String says Sinners and Saints can be found in many places like Total Wine, Fred Meyer, QFC, and even Bartell Drug. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.